The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this isn't going to help his poll numbers. President Biden, his approval ratings continue to decline. He is now below 40% approval. 38%. If in major polls, if the election of Donald Trump and Joe Biden were held today, Donald Trump would win, not in a landslide, but he would win comfortably over Joe Biden. It's true. All the polls are indicating that. So you've got President Biden's approval ratings just dismal, and they continue to decline. Some of the lowest poll numbers of any president in modern history. He's down at the very worst of the poll numbers for Donald Trump. And please remember that when Donald Trump was president, over 90% of all of the news stories about Donald Trump were negative. And that is a fact. Okay? That is a fact. Over 90% of all the news stories of Donald Trump when he was president were negative. And his lowest poll numbers, I think I looked it up a few days ago. I think it was 37% was the very, very lowest that he ever got. Biden is at 38%. With unbelievably positive reporting and wholesale defense by most of the mainstream media. Every once in a while, you find a negative story about President Biden because how can they not report the negatives? But anyway, this, I don't think, is going to help Biden's poll numbers. Headline: Biden administration considering shutting down Michigan pipeline, drawing criticism and dire warnings as winter nears. Do you remember that in the 4 years of Trump, I know he sent out mean tweets, and I didn't like them either. No, I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious. I think many of the things that Trump tweeted were inappropriate. They were wrong. I think many of the things he said to other people, the name calling and all that, that was wrong. And I will not justify it. I will not defend it. It was wrong. Sometimes he was very mean-spirited towards other people. And I never, ever was part of the group, well, that's what we need. We just need someone to be mean. No, we don't. But anyway, in spite of those things, during the Trump presidency, we achieved energy independence. We were exporting more oil than we were importing. We were energy independent. No longer did we have to beg and plead OPEC, the Arab nations who pump all that oil. Do you remember during Obama? Do you remember during George W. Bush? Do you remember during Bill Clinton? Please, OPEC, pump more oil, please, so we can get the prices to go down and we don't want to be without oil. Please, 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 pump more oil and send it to us. We beg you. Under the Trump administration, love him or hate him, We never once went begging to OPEC because we didn't need to. We didn't need their oil. And again, we were exporting more than we were importing. Biden comes in, cancels the XL pipeline, Keystone pipeline, cancels it. Cuts back production of oil dramatically. And now he is begging OPEC, please, 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 will you pump more oil so we can keep... In a news conference Saturday. In a news conference Saturday, President Biden was asked by the press, what about the rising gas prices? And he says, well, you know, the supply chain is very complicated. And he spoke down to the press. He said, it's kind of hard for me to understand, and I don't expect you people to understand the complexities of the supply chain. You're too dumb. You know, even someone as brilliant as I have trouble sometimes understanding it. Well, evidently, the Biden administration is weighing shutting down a major oil pipeline in Michigan. Shutting it down. It's called Line 5. Quote, Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, transporting about 540,000 barrels of oil a day. A half million barrels of oil every day coming into the United States. And the Biden administration is considering shutting that one down too. And the direct result? Higher gas prices. Not only higher gas prices at the pump, higher fuel prices for your home. Natural gas or whatever you use for heating. It is being predicted that fuel prices for your home heating are going to rise dramatically this winter. Now, I cannot go any further without reminding you of this. This is not accidental. This is not just because OPEC won't pump enough oil. This is intentional. The liberal left has for a long time said we got to get rid of fossil fuel. Fossil fuel is ruining the planet. We're all going to die if we keep our gas-guzzling cars and generating with coal and even nuclear. So we got to get away from particularly fossil fuels. This is a calculated plan to make fuel prices rise so much that you and I will be willing to sell our gas-powered cars and pay twice as much for an electric car. And by the way, the American electric grid is not even close to handling the additional load if all of us bought electric cars. But this is intentional. And the prices under this administration are going to continue to rise unless there is such a severe public backlash that the Biden administration reverses some of its policies. And that is highly, highly, highly unlikely. Because to the liberal left, their ideology is more important than life itself. And I mean that sincerely. So the energy prices, I could be wrong. Actually, I hope I am. I don't think I am. Energy prices are going to continue to rise. And it's intentional. It is not accidental. Otherwise, how do you explain gas prices slightly over $2 a gallon 1 year ago? And today, We've had no major crises, no major hurricanes, no major earthquakes impacting oil drilling, oil distribution, nothing. And we've gone from $2 a gallon to $3.50 in 1 year.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to go to the phones, but an update on the shooting at the Target store at Easton Town Center this morning. One person killed, according to police. The male victim that died has not been identified yet. Entered the Target store at 11:28 a.m. and he went in to make a purchase at Starbucks. He made his purchase at Starbucks. He entered 11:28. He came out of the store and there was a man waiting for him. Sounds like just an execution. I don't know, don't have proof, but I would assume this was a gang-related thing. There was a man in a black hooded sweatshirt waiting outside, approached him, shot him, jumped into a dark-colored sedan, possibly a Chevy Impala, and drove off. Medics arrived at 11:51 a.m., and the male victim was pronounced dead at 11:52. The name and identity of the victim has not been released yet. The suspect has not been apprehended yet. Again, he walked up to this man as he came out of the Starbucks. So it clearly seems it was planned. In advance, it sounds like an execution. And jumped into a car and sped off. A dark-colored sedan, possibly a Chevrolet Impala. That's all that the Columbus police are reporting at this time. Sad. Just really, really sad. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Mike in Columbus. Mike, thanks for calling Bob Burney Live. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. We had said voting on an infrastructure bill. Aren't pipelines infrastructure? Seems like they'd be infrastructure to me.
Well, you would certainly think so, but this president, but again, he is anti-oil. He is anti-fossil fuel. And so he doesn't care.
Yeah. And, you know, part of it's a pain into the Sierra Club. And part of it is he wants Russia and Saudi Arabia to produce more oil. Well, how does that oil get here? By tanker. What's the tankers? How are tankers powered?
Yeah.
Fueled by, you know, diesel fuel. You burn diesel fuel, you create carbon dioxide. So he wants to create more carbon dioxide by having all that oil shipped over here.
You know, Mike, that is an excellent point. The Biden administration has discouraged drilling here in America because of the environment. So he's got to shut that down because, it hurts the environment. So you're right. So he would rather have a tanker spewing thousands of tons of emission into the air, taking from Saudi Arabia to a port in Texas or a port in New Jersey or a port in California that would harm the environment far more, and he would prefer that. None of it makes sense, Mike. None of it makes sense unless you understand the agenda. The agenda is to intentionally drive up prices so people will finally give up their gas and diesel-powered vehicles and go electric.
Yeah, and how are homes heated? They're heated by natural gas and home heating oil. And, are people going to not be able to afford their heating bills? Or are they going to cut back on something
charity? That's part of the plan. He wants energy prices to go up so much for home heating, so we'll all go solar or wind. So we'll all put solar panels on all of our roofs. That's the plan, to make us dissatisfied with the fuel that we're using now and to make it so expensive that we are willing to put out several thousand dollars to put solar panels on our roof or all of us to put a big windmill in our backyard. It is all part of a master plan to wean us off of the fossil fuels.
Yeah, fossil fuels that God created.
You know, and Mike, I've made that point over and over and over again. If we believe that God created this world and he gave it to us for our benefit, then we have to conclude that that crude oil was placed there for us to use. I believe use it wisely. You know, I believe we should use it wisely, yep. But it's there so that we can use it. I really do believe that.
Oh, yeah. There's something about be fruitful and multiply. You know, using the resources we have is us being fruitiful.
Yeah. And well, and subdue the earth. Subdue it. Yep. Use it. Take advantage of it. All right, Mike. Thanks. I'm glad you and I have finally solved all the problems of the world. All right, thanks. God bless. And then this. We're talking about the liberal left seeing everything as racist, racist, racist. I am not making this up. This is not the Babylon Bee or the Onion. Vice President Kamala Harris, which, by the way, has the lowest approval rating of any vice president in American history. Did you know that? She has the lowest approval rating of any vice president in American history. She was part of a conference with NASA, the Space Administration, on environmental justice and how we can use the space program to save the Earth. She actually asked this question, and I quote, she interrupted the presenter at NASA, and she said, quote, can you measure trees? Part of that data that you're referring to, and it's an issue of EJ, environmental justice, that you can also track by race. He's talking about trees. Track by race, their averages in terms of the number of trees in the neighborhoods where people live. Even trees are now racist. Yeah, she is beginning to promote tree equity. No, I'm not making this up. Yeah, trees can sometimes be racist, and she wants NASA to begin tracking the racial component of trees so we can reach tree equity. It's getting harder and harder to make up parodies because reality is so incredibly bizarre. Hey, folks, I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thanks for joining me, and please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.